Ajahn, I've been practicing mindfulness of breathing for over 15 years, and to be honest, my meditation periods consist of nearly constant daydreaming, planning, etc., etc. It hardly seems useful. Maybe it's time to try body sweeping or contemplation meditation or something else. What do you think? Yeah, absolutely. In the sense that because that's where we tend to, to be faithful to the instruction and saying, well, yeah, the Buddha said mindfulness of breathing is good. Ajahn Pasano says mindfulness of breathing is good. Well, I should really do mindfulness of breathing. But if it's not helping, or one's starting to say, well, and I think one of the things that is helpful is, and it doesn't even mean that one can't continue using mindfulness of breathing, but there's many adjuncts or supports that one can use with mindfulness of breathing as well to make it a bit more defined. Because sometimes it's just sort of, watch the in-breath, watch the out-breath, and it can be quite ill-defined if we don't pay attention. We can, so that by using the in-breath and out-breath, and then really paying attention to the whole body, or paying attention to the sensations in the body, paying attention to holding that the container a bit tighter, or using as I mentioned, in northeastern Thailand, where they use buddho as just on the in breath, buddho on the out breath, sort of one word that you sort of synchronize with the in breath and the out breath, and it just helps to cut through the proliferating mind, or using counting. And doing it in a way that you have to remember where you are. So on the in-breath, one, on the out-breath, one, the in-breath, two, out-breath, two, and up to five. And then back to one, on the in-breath, one, out-breath, one, out-breath, two, and up to six, and one to seven, one to eight, one to nine, one to ten. 10 back down to 9, too, so that you have to remember where you are. You have to be attentive to that degree. So it's very helpful for giving a structure for the mindfulness of breathing. Because if mindfulness is not so strong, then we have to find ways give it some shape, or give it some anchor or context, or just by using this mindfulness of breathing, but then sweeping through the body, and that just by feeling, say, breathing in, breathing out, feeling a sensation at the top of the head, breathing in, breathing out, feeling it at the back of the head, at the neck, the shoulders, the arms, the hair, the hands. Each in-breath and out-breath, you're sort of slowly going down through the body and making the body clear, being in the body. And then, of course, there's a whole slew of other meditations that one can be using. I mean, one of the... that I mentioned of the contemplation of the 32 parts of the body, and that you can be just taking, and you have to memorize it, remember it, keep the sequence right, and then that. And really going through, okay, hair of the head, hair of the body, and one can do it in conjunction with the breath, or one can do it just on its own, and of course, if the mind wanders off, daydreams, then you're going to say, where was I? Okay, you start over. And then that using the, it's a contemplation of the body, but it's also an exercise in attention and mindfulness that helps. Also finding something that the mind is actually interested in. Loving kindness meditation. And the mind, if the mind is interested in that cultivation of loving kindness and using that as a tool and developing it in different ways. But the interest is an important factor, or the contemplations of the because sometimes it's helpful to use the discursive mind to get through the daydreaming mind, so that reflecting on the five aggregates of being, body, feeling, perception, mental formations, consciousness, reflecting on their impermanent nature, reflecting on their unstable and unsatisfactory nature, so that's one's relying on the discursive mind, but it's being channeled in a way that is supported by Dhamma. And that might be helpful for calming the mind. There's a general assumption of the like a progression that one calms the mind and one develops the sort of the insight practices, there's no reason why it can't go the other way. Say one cultivates the insight practices, the investigations, and then that helps the mind to be, delighted in Dhamma. And with that delight in Dhamma, then one can come back and calm the mind and settle the mind and turn to a more peaceful state. So that it can go both ways, and one needs to experiment to see what works.